vary by state.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here, and Richard McFadden is here, and you are here, and I am here, and I'm studying. I'm becoming a student of the business of radio. Can you imagine?
What are you studying?
I'm studying ratings.
Oh, that's all a good thing. But why would you bring that up here?
Well, because it speaks to what we speak about.
Okay.
Mr. McFadden.
Yes, okay.
And the identity that people have, the work, if this is work. Well, we do work at putting together conversation that has apparent relevance.
The work happens before and after the show. This is the fun time.
Right, this is the fun time. Right. Exactly. Thank you. That's a very good analogy or analysis of what's going on. So here's something. People talk about what we talk about, and we talk about things that are of interest and import. At least most you agree that I sort of set the ship of state here, and I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm just trying to underscore what it is that has been my philosophy all along. Sometimes it catches on. Over the years, it has. Sometimes it hasn't. But I will tell you, that now research is suggesting that there is not only make this too inside, but there is what has been referred to in an analysis of or theories, if you will, about the disappointing ratings for some of the conventional conversational programs, whether they be politically progressive or politically conservative. And it's interesting because there are some stations that are doing both, some stations that were doing one, and then they're doing something else. But the reason they're going back and forth is because of the disappointment that has become that was the calling card, if you will. And we all know that there are big, powerful stations and big, powerful names that have attracted people over the years. But now there is what they call a burnout of topics. When I hear the word topic used by somebody on the air, it gives me, and we had one of our friends who has consulted with us over the years, a lady named Valerie Geller, who's very good at this sort of
thing.
She's
a genius.
Mm-hmm. She's very smart. And that word topic is kind of
or segment.
I take, it's too talky. It's too inside. It's too. Yeah. We don't talk like that. When you go to a party or when you go to work and you're
I've
sharing
just come back from the bathroom.
Yes, and our topics for conversation.
I'd like to talk about the topic of
turquoise. Yes or no?
My topic today is my incredibly shrinking paycheck.
I'm glad you said paycheck.
really?
Yes. Anyway,
that's your going somewhere.
And you got to make it good, though, Jennifer. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I know.
Anyway,
you can come up with items of conversation before a party, which is exactly what we do.
You think about what you're going to talk about before you go to a party?
That's a big tip. Have you
I'm never coming to your house again. If you plan party poop instead of just letting people hang out.
No, you are so
wrong
right now.
I'm not coming to your house ever again.
You're so wrong.
This is the difference between the sexes, though. Guys don't think about anything.
Oh, that's not true. We do think about some things.
Yeah, but you can't talk about that at a dinner party.
Sure you can.
Yeah, she's right. You can't.
Well, why not?
No, but
of course you can.
Don't you? Of course you do that. You say, I can't wait to tell Doug about so-and-so.
When you woke up this morning, what was it that first popped into your mind that you couldn't wait to tell me?
Oh, my gosh, I need a nap. No?
Okay. No, well, that could be it. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Richie, when the first thought of your arriving on the scene came into your mind this morning, What was the thing that was going to start your day, make your day, get you into first gear?
I have a fun project that I'm going to be working on after the show today, so I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, which makes it doubly fun because I get to sit here for 4 hours and goof off and do nothing.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I get to go out and instead of
and by the way, we've noticed
around,
the buttons when you nothing. Push those buttons, nothing happens
right.
sometimes.
Yeah, okay. See, it's all coming together.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, this just addresses what it. Hopefully, not to sound self-serving, but I do kind of get a kick out of people who are the so-called pros who have for a long time, and with good reason, followed the luck, if you will, that has come for them from having some pretty good radio people, whether it's a local program or a national program. Is still people don't really care anymore. As long as it's a good program, nobody cares. I mean, you listen to some of these folks that say, oh, it's all local. It is local in the sense that you need to know what's going on in your community as well as what's going on around the rest of the world. It has changed, and it has changed dramatically. And I don't know which comes first, the horse or the donkey. It may have been that your shift in interest has changed because you can't get good information about what's going on locally. And that's a shame because the good, strong, smart radio operators have taken the opportunity to ace out the newspapers, which have basically almost wholly become irrelevant because it's yesterday's news. And so what goes on news-wise, if the radio station has a good news staff, I would, if I owned a station, and I still do own a station, and I basically, this is the program. Now that, I'll just tell you what goes on in Tiffin, which has a great little staff, and it is a little staff. Russ is listening right now. He's saying, yeah, man, it is a
little. Hi, Russ.
It's me.
Yeah.
Russ is saying right now, I
but
am the
Russ,
staff.
Puts together all kinds of things that are going on in Tiffin. For example, an unbelievable flood. You see the northwest Ohio, if you look at today's summary of what's going on, the horrible weather that has befallen the various parts, natural disasters in four states, Florida, Texas, Ohio, and Arkansas. Ohio, I saw, matter of fact, you know, Richie.
Yeah.
I have some pictures, which I meant to send to Kenny, to put in our photo box of what it looks like around Heidelberg, where the river crested. There were cars that floated down the river, ruined.
Yeah,
they've
saw
had,
it on TV.
But the point is that Russ has put together all this information, and he'll give the people who are listening in Tiffin and Seneca County, which is in northwest Ohio, for those of you who do not know it, and from his perspective and from the newsmakers' perspectives, you'll have, if you're listening to TTFAM and FM, or FM, 1600 AM, 93.3 FM, you'll have a very good overview of what people need to know and what they'll be talking about, whether it's what he tells you is going on locally or what we talk about that's going on in a more generalized sense around the country and around the world. So you have the best of all possible worlds. And you do know what's going on in your own neck of the woods, and you do know what's going on around the country, and you are liable to find out things that you wouldn't have known if you're listening to the same old galunga that talks about Charlie Sheen until we have a pimple or a boil on our butt. It's just, where is that all going? Here's what's more important. Can I tell you what I think the number one issue is today?
Fire away.
The cost of gasoline. I think that has more impact on every person listening to this program than what's going on in Libya and what's going on with the budget extension, or are we going to have a budget, and all that rackle-dackle.
Geithner or Bernanke, who said that the price
Bernanke.
Of gasoline,
Bernanke.
He was doing his weekly little
says it might affect us, but not permanently.
Not, but for the short term, and won't be anything long term. So nothing
right, here's
really
what he
to
says.
Worry about.
He was talking to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday.
Yeah.
Bernanke says that a prolonged spike in oil prices could hurt economic growth. However, this is sort of good news. However, he pointed out that the outcome is unlikely. Rising prices, because mostly the problem in Libya, would cause temporary and modest increase in inflation. He says that we're going to spend $600 billion because we got another bond that we're putting out there. All right, so anyway, that's that. But yesterday, when we were looking at numbers when we were serious about this sort of thing, and you read and studied, which I didn't hear anybody else talking about yesterday, and again, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not sticking my chest out. Oh, Doug, so smart, so good. I just want you to know these are the things that I think really impact you, not all the haranguing that you listen to, maybe entertaining you listen to, but you can't do anything about it. At least when you think about the Pentagon budget and how relevant it is to think in terms of your own budget, all right? Could you survive if 28 or 29% of all the money you spent was wasted? The Pentagon budget, according to the Government Accounting Office, if they get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, they could get done what they need to get done, what they want to get done, for $460-some-odd billion instead of the almost $700 billion that they say they want. Hey, do you understand the impact of that? Almost a quarter of a billion dollars is wasted by the people in charge. How do we hang with that? So that's something you think about, it seems to me, during the day today. And not whether or not Charlie Sheen is doing a little with a poop, 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 18 after on good day.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talking about dumb stuff at 21 after on Good Day.
That's us.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
.com/archiver.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news.
Wait a minute.
Just, that's all you need to do.
No,
every now and then,
no,
turn on the television set and watch the news.
Where
so, Roberta, did you see the Dodger game last night?
You just love to make noise and be
noise.
Heard. Yeah, you are. You're just making a lot of noise.
I'm not making noise at all.
You're making a lot of noise.
Jennifer, you realize we never argue like this? I'm wearing pink underwear.
I find it hard to believe.
What color is your underwear, Roberta?
Black.
Really?
Even lace underwear doesn't shut them up. This is amazing. Because they know it's on us.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You don't think she's attractive?
No. I need a really pretty face. But hey, that's me.
Join the party. Doug Stephens today.
To make herself relevant, appearing with Oprah, talking about the music of the day.
What I feel about some of the music, if it's not nice and talks not nice about women or, you know, anybody, and I don't really like the F word in music, and there's children that listen to our music, and I just feel like that's important for us to try to, you can get the same strength about your music without saying the profanity. I feel that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
She's 100%
yeah,
right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, one of the people that run the world of radio can't seem to get away from talking about Oprah, who I think has way overexposed herself. 26 after the hour, Doug Stephens Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's another problem from Schoolville as opposed to Smallville. It's like they have nothing better to do in these schools. Man, it would be interesting to get the comments on this, your thoughts on it. 800-510-8255, or go to DougStephan.com. Click on the F button for Facebook.
And, yeah, there you Thank go. Thank you for clarifying.
Here's the story of a 13-year-old boy who was arrested for using a permanent marker while in class at his middle school, a violation of an obscure city ordinance.
Graffiti.
Ordinance there.
Yeah.
According to the police department, the boy was spotted in possession of a permanent marker by a middle school teacher. The teacher told the policeman that the student was writing on a piece of paper, which caused it to bleed over onto the
desk.
Mm-hmm.
Party foul.
And then the teacher reported the child, whose name was not released by the police, attempted to hide the marker when she asked him to give it to her. There's a Facebook page, an account of this, apparently revealing that her likes and interests include the official Sharpie permanent marker page on Facebook. So this is a seventh grader who gets arrested and booked, and the marker goes into the police property room. What
in the
name of God is going on? 800-510-TALK, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac accident and disability coverage the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Number 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see, what have we accomplished so far today? A focus on the price of gasoline and whether or not it has anything to do with what's going on in the Middle East or not. Some people think it does. Some people think it doesn't. The gas prices that we're paying, no matter what, are unreasonable. I guess that's as soft and as sweet and as kind as I can be about that.
A friend of mine paid $4.05 yesterday for premium.
Yeah. Well, what are they buying premium for?
I don't know.
That's so silly.
I stopped buying premium because you guys told me to.
Yeah, why would you pay for premium?
You're giving them, just making the oil companies richer. It's the same stuff.
Suckers. Yeah.
So foolish.
Now, boys. Now.
All right, on this date in 18... Oops, scratch that, Doug. In this date, take two. In this date in 1987... speaking of prices, the official government report on the median price for a new home in America, the average price for a new home in 1987, for the first time in the history of the country, went over $100,000.
And that's where it all started.
1988, the average price for a home was $110,700. In 1986, $94,600. So the median price, which is the average of all the homes that were sold in America that year that were new. Just take all of them, put them into a computer, and it'll spit out quickly. And you can do that for every year since. I think at its highest, the average before the crash in 2007 was like $349,000. That's how much it had gone. I mean, from 1987 to 2007, in 20 years, the values have about tripled for homes, and then kicked back off again. I think last year the average value for a home in America was $241,000. So off from 2008, $349,000 to $241,000. But it's really interesting to see how they did go, as we're suggesting, up through the roof. Number one best idea of the week, of the month, maybe of the year so far. Go to DougStefan.com, the Goddess of Green section, which is hosted normally by Roberta Fasanelli. The story about a company here in Massachusetts that has invented a genetically engineered organism that poops, or I'm sorry, it doesn't poop, it pees diesel fuel.
I'm trying to get myself to do that, except with cash, but...
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
You got to eat differently than you do.
I think so.
All right. Genetically engineered organism that secretes diesel fuel. All right. And by the way, it can be, depending on what it puts in, you know, what is it, garbage in, garbage out, what goes in comes out the other end. It can be a program who's got the right feed or right food to do ethanol instead of diesel fuel. Like a, a refinery, all right? An organism that pees diesel fuel or ethanol on demand. Now, what could be better than that idea? Pretty cool, huh?
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can, with the proven work-from-home system at HomeBiz1.com. That's HomeBiz1.com. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Really, time is all we really have. It's the most important commodity we have is time. And people are slaves to their jobs. They're spending their entire life at their job.
Tori found out about the work-at-home opportunity offered on HomeBiz1.com.
The first month in the business was actually pretty exciting. I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD today by logging on to HomeBiz1.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to HomeBiz1.com. That's HomeBiz1.com.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com, as we get into our discussion of television, asked who you'd like to see replace Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. What is? The same thing?
Charlie is.
Charlie's on the Today Show.
Talking about his kids being taken away.
Yeah, who cares? You know what?
What a dummy.
Those poor kids, and you know when that happened, Brooke, the mother, said that she's been in treatment for her addiction. So yeah. Basically, the kids are living with the grandmother.
Yeah, well, but what are these kids going to turn out?
Ugh, can't even imagine.
That's the other side of this. Oy. All right, so anyway, you know what the best thing about their website yesterday was? The Yam Cam.
I love the Yam Cam.
What happened to the potato that was on the Yam Cam?
It did not grow any new. We had Uri Geller on, and Uri said he wanted to do just a little test.
Right.
And everybody go get a potato and put it next to the radio, and then for 15 minutes after he left, to see if it sprouted any new, what do they call them?
Eyes. Yeah.
Ours did not sprout any new ones, but I am positive that the couple that were there grew a little bit in the 15 minutes that we had it on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're sure of that?
Seems to me.
Huh?
So, here's Nelly Furtado and Elton John.
Yesterday on the View, as we get into television talk here on Good Day, Nelly Furtado told the ladies on the View I don't know that she was actually there. There was a discussion about her returning money that she was sent by Muammar Gaddafi.
This is a WikiLeaks story, actually.
Let's listen to what they have to say and see if we can get some insight. Richie. Let me get over to 201.
Yes, I got it.
Nice job.
Singer Nelly Furtado tweeted that she's donating the $1 million paycheck the Gaddafi family paid her to perform in 2007 to charity. Now, so far, other A-list performers the Gaddafis paid to play have been silent about whether they'll follow suit. Well, the question is, should they give it back? Would you have gone?
I can't believe she still has the money.
All right. Yeah,
she doesn't
have the money. She got another. She got a million from someplace else, or two or three or four or five or six.
But the other people on the list are Beyonce, Jay-Z, Usher was on the list, Mariah Carey.
Who was it a few months ago when something like this was going on where we found out that they had bought the celebrity like a diamond necklace? And it was somebody radical like this, and they decided to give away the diamond necklace to... We had something like this just a few months ago, and I wanted to say it was Beyonce that they gave money to, and it wasn't Gaddafi.
It wasn't.
Yeah. We had something else like this, where all of a sudden this person is a monster, and anybody who ever got any money from that person is all of a sudden giving it to charity.
Yeah, give it away. By the way, WikiLeaks, speaking of them... They are up for a Nobel Peace Prize. You know that?
Hmm.
They're also the Internet in general, WikiLeaks, and a Russian human rights activist among the 241 nominations for the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize. Names announced, organizations announced yesterday, 237 nominations, some Afghan rebels, German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, Cuban dissident Oswaldo Paya Sardinas. Let's see here. Who else? I don't know that we know any of these other names, but I find it interesting. WikiLeaks is in that list. Don't you find that kind of interesting?
Yep.
Change
in the world.
Yep, exactly. One day at a time. 17 before the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day Focus with Jennifer on Television continues in a moment.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your home. And it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to do so. Everyday household products like baking soda offer an affordable and natural way to keep our homes fresh and clean. Television host and lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
People are always impressed by how one box of Arm & Hammer baking soda can help clean their homes without the use of harsh chemicals. You can clean the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks without scratching, deodorize the fridge and drains, give a boost to laundry detergent for cleaner clothes, and even remove marks from walls. That little orange box of baking soda is the most resourceful solution for spring cleaning, and it only costs about $1.
Thanks, Jill. For more information and countless uses for baking soda, visit www.armandhammer.com. That's www.armandhammer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, there's the story. What did you? What was Charles Taylor about?
Remember Liberian President Charles Taylor? He had given blood diamonds to Naomi Campbell.
Oh, right, right, right.
And
that
she
was
returned
a big
him.
Deal.
Yeah,
right.
That's
yep,
what
yep,
it was.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to whoever it was that trained you out.
No, it was Janet who sent it to me on Facebook, one of
Janet.
Our listeners.
Oh, okay. Now, Janet, your wife.
No, not Janet, my wife.
So there are this show, the show that was it last week that the A show of getting people to slim down for their wedding. What was it?
Shedding for the Wedding. It's Shedding. A series.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Now, I saw actually a couple of women that I saw looked like they were working it down pretty well.
Oh, you're interested, huh?
Well, it's an interesting concept. I don't find most of those shows to be of...
Thank you for bringing that up.
Which?
Jennifer, let me ask you this.
Working out before walking out.
The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
Most of the women that they get on that show, and actually I guess most of the men, do you think that they screen this people to see whether they're going to be drop-dead gorgeous when they're lost the weight? Because a lot of the women and the guys...
No, but they do have to go through a psychological evaluation
really?
To make sure that they're going to actually be motivated to lose the weight.
Mm. Yeah, that, but I mean, it just seems like you look at the women who lose weight, and you're like, wow, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me wonder whether they go, okay, this one's still going to be ugly when they're skinny, so
no, I'm
no
sure
pass.
They cast at more attractive people. I mean, that's just TV. You know, they're not going
right.
to, if there's a choice between the most attractive, but anytime you dump that amount of weight, there's going to be, even if they're not the most beautiful, they can make them over to look amazing.
Yeah, I watched last night for a few minutes. What an inspiring show. I mean, they do a good job with that show.
Absolutely.
All right. Jennifer.
All right. Yes.
Doug apparently doesn't agree.
I actually was, what I was looking at was a review of this new show with Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Who has an FBI, he's a character in Criminal Minds.
I can't watch him. His eye just—he's a great actor, but his eye disturbs me. Distracts me.
You're the only one because apparently the ratings for this are better than the regular Criminal Minds.
He's an amazing actor.
I like Forrest Whitaker. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what else, Jen?
All right. So American Idol's in high gear. So NBC for next season has started a show called The Voice, which will be hosted by Carson Daly, and they've tapped CeeLo Green, who does Forget You, as a judge, along with Adam Levine, who's the lead singer of Maroon 5. Now, rumors were that Christina Aguilera was going to be the female judge, but now that might be in limbo. So they're even thinking about, instead of Christina, making it an all-man cast and going after Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh.
How interesting
that would
that
get
be?
My attention.
I know. Also, some casting news. Discovery Networks is looking for men and women for a new survivalist show. So if you are a hunter or a fisherman or a construction worker or whatever you might be and you want to be on a survivalist kind of show, survivory type, you need to go to survivalshow@gmail.com. I want someone to go on this. So not my cup of tea.
So let's do it.
But, you know, whatever. Also, Bachelor fans, the Bachelor pad is renewed for this summer. So excited. That's just
is that
good
show
cheesy
Skins?
TV.
Is that Skins thing? What's going on with that at MTV?
Oh, that's going to be gone at the end of the season.
You think so?
Oh, it
are you
won't
saying
be
that because...
The ratings are terrible.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't see it coming back.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Hasselbeck's ratings are fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Especially with you.
Absolutely.
They're on the rise.
Oh, my God. Right. I'm going over to The View maybe while I'm in New York tomorrow. 51 after on Good Day.
Dog.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The president talks about prices at the pump and kicking our addiction to oil. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. All right, before we do anything else, let's go check prices at the pump.
All right, fill it up.
According to the latest AAA National Gas Survey, a gallon of regular now averaging $3.59 across the country. We're still going up, an increase of 5 cents a gallon over the past week. We're just not going up as fast as we were in past weeks. But $3.59 is still a whole lot more than we were paying a year ago when we were at $2.79 a gallon. And remember, we're heading into the busy driving season that leads up to summer when prices normally go way up. Talking energy yesterday, President Obama stated the obvious.
In an economy that relies so heavily on oil, rising prices at the pump affects everybody.
And the president pointed out that we have short memories when it comes to gas prices.
Remember, it was just 3 years ago that gas prices topped $4 a gallon.
Yes, the summer of 2008, we hit an all-time high that July, averaging $4.11 a gallon. So, what to do about this?
There are no quick fixes. Anybody who tells you otherwise isn't telling you the truth.
The answer, of course, is reducing our dependence on foreign oil, something each presidential administration has been yapping about since the 1970s. President Obama is now calling for a reduction of U.S. oil imports by a third over a decade, aiming for a more balanced approach to energy, including more domestic oil and natural gas exploration, and development of alternative energy sources, solar and wind power, geothermal energy, and biofuel technology. To be honest, we have heard all of this before. We'll see if it sticks this time. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Tonight on History.
Watch it! Watch it!
Sure, it takes guts to survive in a Louisiana swamp.
Look at the size of that gator.
But like they say,
this season we're going to get it together and we're going to make it happen even better.
No guts.
Got a little showdown going on.
No gator.
Go to him!
Swamp People is back for a brand new season.
That badass out.
If you don't think they are, let me put one on the end of the line for you. You tell me how bad he is.
Premieres tonight at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on History.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the Dow is in the black for the month as a report on job growth led investors to do some buying yesterday. The Dow up 72 points, closing at 12,351. S&P and NASDAQ both up as well. Crude oil down 52 cents a barrel, finishing up at $104.27. American Airlines temporarily suspending some flights to Japan from two major U.S. cities, and other airlines are modifying routes to Japan. American has announced cancellations of some flights from Kennedy Airport in New York City and from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport due to lack of demand. American Airlines flight suspensions are expected to end on April 26th. With budget cuts and the end of the space shuttle program, NASA has not had a lot to cheer about lately, but the agency is very excited about the first images ever taken by a satellite in orbit around the planet Mercury. This is NASA Messenger Principal Investigator Sean Solomon.
It's exciting to be seeing that terrain now for the first time, to be seeing some of those craters that are in permanent shadow.
Solomon says the Messenger spacecraft will snap 75,000 high-resolution photos and transmit the data back to Earth, where scientists will piece together a map of the planet Mercury, which will come in handy if you ever plan on vacationing there. I hear it's a hot spot for the summer. Finally, it may be the last day of March, but it's the first day of this. Opening day for Major League Baseball's 2011 regular season. A total of 6 games on the schedule today, including the Yankees hosting the Tigers in the Bronx, New York City, and later on, the defending World Series champs, the Giants, hosting their bitter rivals, the Dodgers, in San Francisco. And speaking of baseball, did you hear about the Lake Elsinore Storm, a minor league affiliate of the San Diego Padres in California? They plan to hold a special promotion in honor of Charlie Sheen. They're calling it Charlie Sheenco de Mayo for their game on May 5th. Fans will be able to buy beers and Coke products, Coca-Cola that is, for just $1. A limited edition Charlie Sheen bobblehead doll will also be distributed. There will be a rehab-style party and more. And on that night, you just know, in the crowd, this chant will be heard.
Winning. 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 Winning.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Winning.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule.